got some money to spend tonight.
Every Friday morning, we love to talk to Jonathan Toman. He is with Peak Radar, and always a lot of fun things happening in our area. Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So it's a holiday weekend. What's happening in the Pikes Peak region?
For sure. Yeah, all sorts of great ideas to get out of the house with or without your family on Thanksgiving weekend, depending on how Thanksgiving went. But Friday night, we'll start it off with the Garden of the Gods No Moon Opt Outside Hike. So Friday night at 5:30 p.m. at the Garden of the Gods. You can explore the garden at night. Opt outside on Black Friday for a magical walk in the Garden of the Gods under the stars. There'll be a self-guided hike that'll be marked with glowing markers. You can gaze at constellations and all sorts of fun Garden of the Gods activities. All proceeds will benefit the Trails and Open Space Coalition, Garden of the Gods Foundation, and Friends of Garden of the Gods. Saturday is a big day in the Pikes Peak region. We'll start off with a holiday art and gift market at Cottonwood Center for the Arts in downtown Colorado Springs. That'll run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The studio artists will be open on Small Business Saturday for a day of non-traditional shopping and fun. Fine art in various forms, art supplies. Each participating studio will have 100% local art, paintings, jewelry, textiles, illustrations, and more. Up the pass in Woodland Park at the UPass Cultural Center, the Mountain Artists Holiday Show and Sale will be running on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. They will showcase acrylic, oil, watercolor paintings, photography, jewelry, all sorts of stuff again up there. And every half hour there will be a drawing for a $10 coupon, which can be spent with one of the artists at the show. So fun things in Woodland Park. The Nutcracker is running today, Friday through Sunday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Friday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday, and just the 2 p.m. show on Sunday at the Pikes Peak Center in downtown Colorado Springs. The Colorado Springs Philharmonic will present the Nutcracker. Thomas Wilson will be the conductor, and it will feature the Oklahoma City Ballet and the Colorado Springs Children's Chorale. So a nice combination of local and out-of-state groups combining for the Nutcracker and all your favorite characters. And then two more. Iron Springs Chateau opens, and it runs through December 21st. Their show, Christmas Scheming, or Sittin' on the Dock of the E-Bay at Iron Springs Chateau in Manitou Springs. It's a fun look at Santa's workshop in North Pole, Colorado. Happy and Jingle, two of Santa's elves, are beside themselves when they find that the warehouse is almost empty right before Christmas Eve. What could have happened? The melodrama is a hilarious adventure, and there will be a sing-along intermission and fun-filled oleo, so be prepared to become part of the show as well. And then finally, Cave of the Winds is opening their Mountain Illumination Festival that will run through January 1st. That starts up this weekend. It will be a winter wonderland of twinkling lights atop Williams Canyon, where Cave of the Winds is located. They will have 250,000 lights, which is a ridiculous number, for their second annual Mountain Illumination Festival and all sorts of other shenanigans up at Cave of the Winds. So, as you said, always a big weekend in the region.
Jonathan, you've given us a lot to consider and a lot of things to do. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll catch you again very soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.